People switched from Conservative over to Labour because they trust Labour again.
Today, they said enough is enough.
Damien Egan and Jen Kitchen are Labour's two new MPs after overturning huge Tory majorities in Kingswood and Wellingborough, respectively. It's a double blow for the Prime Minister, who's admitted the results are disappointing.
It shows that we've got work to do to show people that we are delivering on their priorities.
Sir Keir Starmer says this is proof the public is ready to put faith in his party.
People are crying out for change across the country. They think that the Tories have failed.
The results mean the government suffered the most by-election defeats of any single parliament since World War II.
Retail sales rebounded in January as consumers took advantage of New Year bargains. Official figures reveal a record 3.4% jump in sales after a record drop in December. It's feared new mothers are being forced to make drastic choices because they can't afford to live on the current statutory maternity pay. Maternity Action and Unison are calling for the weekly amount to be doubled to just over £360. Carlene Douglas had to return to work early.
My wages had went from £2,600 a month to £600 and odd. I'd done all the free baby activities. It really was, you know, no choice. I'd come to the end of my financial options, really.
And in sport, Ben Duckett has broken the record for the fastest test century by an English cricketer against India. He reached his 100 in just 88 balls on day two of the third test in Rajkot. A short time ago, England were 176 for one. India were bowled out for 445 in their first innings. That's the latest. I'm Elizabeth Secker.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Elizabeth.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now, top temperature today, 14 degrees, light cloud and a gentle breeze. Looking pretty miserable out there. 13 degrees on Saturday and cloudy, and 14 degrees on Sunday, and it will be cloudy with some light rain.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward back on Phoenix FM between 10 and 1 weekdays with Eat My Brunch. Eat My Brunch. I need some more voiceovers. More voiceovers. I don't know why I'm doing that. I tried to do a voiceover this morning and I went, good morning. And I didn't even do it deliberately. This was the point I was recording my voice to say, good morning. And I went, good morning. Like that. Good morning. I didn't get my pronunciation. It was terrible. And I was actually doing it professionally as well. I said, good morning. So I didn't use it. Yeah, listening back, I was, what the hell's going on there? I do that quite a bit. I think sometimes I've got a little bit of a lazy, you know, speech. My gob, for some reason, doesn't seem to catch up with my brain. But you didn't even say morning. I didn't even get the good morning. It was good morning, like that. I was half asleep, and I wasn't. I wasn't half asleep. I was sat there with no top on, though, I have to say. At the desk upstairs, and I attempted something terrible this morning. That was terrible enough because I was very hot. So I just was sat there, and then I went to record my voice, and for some reason I pressed the webcam. No, I kid you not. So I'm sat there going, oh, and I had no top on. I was like, oh, no. But it was only on my, it was on my recording software that I've got, but it came up with my picture, and I was like, what am I doing? What are you doing? You're sitting here with no top going, good morning! I might got a few more listeners that way. Now, the one thing I've been doing for the last week, and this is just laziness, and this just shows you what happens when you don't lift something off the floor. Now, about a year ago, I bought in a charity shop a really hideous mirror. I bought it with the intention of actually, you know, zhushing it up and then maybe selling it, you know, maybe not selling it. Never did anything with it. And it's quite a heavy triangular mirror. And it had fallen over. So I'd taken to actually, rather than because it kept falling, I left it on the floor on the landing and had been stepping on it to go into the office. And this morning when I came back, I stepped on it once too often and I heard the noise of, and I went, oh dear. lifted up the mirror and it's completely smashed to pieces. So I should have really just picked it up in the first place. And why I was standing on the back of a mirror, don't know. Because I should have, like, I've been doing it for about a week and I thought, it's not good to do this, I'm sure. And it, this morning, that was the end of it. So now I've got to clear up all the glass and I've got to try and get rid of it. I could have taken it back to the charity shop, you see, and they could have resold it and that would have been great. But no, I had to just leave it where it was and stand on the back of it to see how long it was going to last for. Well, now it's ruined. I've got another mirror, which I started to do a shabby chic thing on and then decided I couldn't be bothered. This is about 2 years ago, which is my only full-length mirror in the house. So I use it as a guide if I'm going out anywhere just to sort of look and go, that's not right. And it's got a couple of bits that are missing off the side, but I've actually got them so I could glue it back. But, you know, I'm looking at both the mirrors and I'm like, I'm going to get somebody to come around to get rid of them because they're just clogging up the house. You know, when you get used to stuff, you get used to stuff where you pile it up and it's there and you just, and one day you sort of turn and go, what is that stuff there? Why is it there? I can understand how people get their house, you know, when they get their houses in a mess through like hoarding. I mean, you see some of these things terrible where people are shuffling through the hallway and it's full of newspapers and but you can see. I've done that before with like boxes and it's, for me, it's clean washing. It's clean washing, piles of clean washing everywhere that I can never quite put away. And I have a problem with it. But and bags and stuff. The thing I've got at the moment is I have got like bags of like polystyrene and stuff. And I put them in the recycle bin. I didn't realise they don't take it. So I've got to try and get them to the skip or something, I think, just to get rid of them. But I've got like loads of like packing and stuff that I don't need. And it's not, and there's stuff in the garden that's got to go in, because it can't go in your normal bin. And I think soon in Thurrock we're going to be having food waste bins. Yeah, I'll tell you what I think of that. Not on air, obviously. I just wanna, here's Jennifer Lopez. I just feel like, ooh, every time I see you, I just, ooh, hey. I feel like starting something. You got my engine running. You got the keys to turn me on and on. You got me excited. Feels right, nothing else matters. Is this real
There's dancing behind movie scenes, behind the movie scene. Sadi Rani, she's the one that keeps the dream alive. From the morning past the evening to the end of the life. Brim Fool Asher on the 45. Well, it's Brim Fool Asher on the 45.
You're in my head. Still in my head, but I won't let you win. Cause I know, yeah, I know you're a parasite, creeping around in the night. You take what you can again and again. You don't care if it's wrong or right. Parasite, but I won't let you fight no more.
That is the brand new track from Emily Gray with A Parasite. Just coming up to 11:17 on Phoenix 98 FM. To at the weekend, are you going anywhere, doing anything fun? I mean, it's going to be a little bit overcast, should remain dry for today and tomorrow, but a little bit possibly rain on Sunday. But are you doing anything good? I mean, I had a really nice day off when I went down to Brighton, which wasn't last Friday, the Friday before, just before I got COVID, but it was really nice. And I, do you know what, I had one of the best fish and chips I think I've eaten for years, because I'm not a massive fan of fish and chips. It always starts off well, where I go, oh yeah, fish and chips, and then I'm like, mm. And it's the batter. I don't like battered fish. I don't mind the fish, and I never eat a whole piece of battered fish. But these chips were absolutely delicious. Again, another thing, chips I don't mind, and then I get a little bit chip overload, you know. I never finish chips, and I like the ones from the Chinese, actually. They always taste nice. It must be something to do with the oil. But sometimes you get, you know, when you have, like, you go to a pub and you think, oh, I'll have some chips, and it, and they just become really kind of too carby, and you're like, oh, I get, like, yeah, I'm really funny with food. I'm really funny. Shouldn't really be as fat as I am, considering how fat I am food. But the fish and chips are delicious, and the curry sauce. There was a little pot of curry sauce, and there was a pot of tartar sauce. And I dipped my chip in the curry sauce. Was it all I was expecting it to be? Was some sort of like paste that had been made up with a bit of water, you know? It was amazing. And I actually, when the waitress came over, I said to her, "That is delicious." She went, "Oh yeah, he makes that himself. That's a they, you know." I went, best fish and chips. Couldn't eat it all. Went down to near the pier. Didn't actually go for a walk on the pier because it was quite blustery. But had a good little mooch about. And it's like, I like going down to Brighton. I go there quite a bit, as you know, throughout the year. And I quite like it in the winter down by the coast when it's a bit blustery. Although if I know how sick I was going to be afterwards, I wouldn't have probably... I don't know whether it didn't... Well, it wouldn't have aggravated it anymore. If you're going to get COVID, you've got COVID. So it doesn't matter, does it? But yeah, I enjoyed that, being down by the coast. And I kind of got my little walk that I do. And, you know, it's nice. Very, very cold, though. It was really cold. The chops were all nice and red. I quite like that when you go out and you get that sort of, you know, the British weather where you get all like your chops going and they all like go red. They're one of the places I haven't been. I mean, I go to Wales quite a bit now because my sister lives in Brecon. But the other place I'd like to go to in the sort of in the United Kingdom would be Scotland. I've never been to Scotland. I know it's amazing, and loads of people I know go, and but I'm not sure where, whether you go to sort of Aberdeen or you go to Edinburgh or something, you know, it'd be nice. Maybe fly up there rather than drive. I don't think I could do a drive up to Scotland, to be fair. No way. Oh, here's a song I didn't realise was by Fleetwood Mac until about 4 years ago. And then the end bit came on. I was like, it's the song from Formula One. Who knew? Everybody knew, Michelle, except for you.
Run in the shadow, damn your love, damn your life. Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
James with Super Freak. I have to say bonjour, comment ça va, to the wonderful Bridget, who's listening over in France, Le Français. Not heard from Bridget Frazier. She was asking about the fish and chips in Brighton. It is called the Bath Arms, if you'll know where it is, and it's in the lanes. You've got South Lanes and North Lanes, and I believe it's in the North Lanes, and they do great fish and chips. It's been there since 1868, I think, or maybe a bit before that, actually. It used to be a cape and a hat shop. I don't remember that. I'm just looking up a little bit of history about it, but and it's next door to the duck shop, which is the original duck shop, where they sell little rubber ducks, and I normally buy one when I go. Last time I went, I didn't, but I've got like Star Wars and Star Trek ones, the little rubber ducks. But they're really fun. They start from about sort of £9. There are other places that do them, but they're not the original. So yeah, it's a nice little lane. I like going down all those little lanes, having a little mooch about. Yeah, except I was going to have at one stage, because there's a really nice coffee place which I go to, and I really fancied like a bread and some smoked salmon, some pickles and stuff. And they had a sandwich there, which was focaccia with smoked salmon, pickles and mayonnaise. And it was £7.50. And I went, oh, I'll have that. And then the person I was with went, well, that's expensive. And I went, you know, you're right. And I always moan about the price of coffee. And I thought, actually, £7.50 for a sandwich. For a sandwich! It's bad enough when I'm going into, when I was looking actually online, because I got a bit of shopping in when I was ill. I didn't go out. I actually got shopping delivered. But I was looking at a couple of ready meals, and I just weighed, you know, ready meals now. I try not to have them very often, but obviously I wasn't well, and I was trying to find things that I fancied to eat. I was in one of those moods. But they're like £4. I mean, I was like, who pays that? I keep going around the, when I do go around the supermarket, I'm looking at the ready meals going, I'm not paying it. I'm talking to myself, obviously, but I do say it quite loud. I'm not paying £4 to have a fish pie. I'm not paying it. And I'm just looking at it going, no, not paying that, not paying that. So I just walk off, but I'm not doing it. I think it's ridiculous. The amount, I mean, also, don't forget with like fuel costs. I think the actual overall price of fuel worldwide has actually gone down. But for some reason in the UK, we're paying more. For some reason in the UK, we're paying more for food. I mean, a ready meal, I mean, they were probably about £2.60, £2.80, something like that, £3, and maybe £3.20. Now they're like £4, £4.50. Who's got that to pay per meal? Terrible. A sandwich sounds good too. Mmm. Oh, you could get a sandwich. They do nice sandwiches there, but not for £7.50. Well, what would that be in euros? About €10.50. I can't remember the conversion. Yeah, expensive though. I like focaccia. I've never made it. Apparently it's very easy to make. Yeah. You want me, you make me want to go to lunch there too much. I know. Well, you know what I'm like with food? I love food. I love the whole idea of food. I think what I'd like to make at the moment is I want to make some chicken skewers. That's what I fancy making. Maybe with like a satay sauce or some sort of Vietnamese sauce is what I fancy. I made some Vietnamese spring rolls a little while ago with that, you have to buy it online. It's like they're like discs, and then you soak them in water very, very quickly, take them out, and then you put all your fresh ingredients in, like your prawns, and you chop up all your veggies and everything, and then you have a nice dipping sauce. That's nice. Mmm, nice and fresh. Yeah, it's Vietnamese spring rolls, I think it is. Yeah, sorry, I'm talking about food again. I can't help myself. You know I love food. I love it. I'll be back with the events after this.
Hey, brother, there's an endless road to rediscover. Hey, sister, know the water's sweet, but blood is thicker. Oh, if the sky comes falling down for you, there's nothing in this world I wouldn't. Do you still believe?
This is Ashley from Freak Power, and you're listening to Michelle Ward and Eat My Brunch.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Right, New Orleans CAF, Jazz CAF with the Big Easy Five. The Folds Arts Centre, Langdon Road, Billericay. A free jazz cafe session with the Big Easy. Just Feed the Kitty. Coffee, tea and biscuits will be available. And you can find out more details on our website.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right onto the roads. Brook Street roundabout is looking absolutely fine. You do have some roadworks on the A1023 London Road both ways at Spittle Lane. There are some temporary traffic lights there. Heading down from the Brook Street roundabout towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run coming back through the Dartford Tunnel. Reports of a crash on the A206 both ways at the M25 Junction 1A, so just be aware, a little bit busy there. Heading up in the opposite direction, up to the M11, you've got a nice clear run, and the A12 is running smoothly. You will have some, possibly some nighttime closures on the A12. Don't forget, they're doing the much-needed repairs to the road between Junction 13 and 16 in both directions. More traffic and travel in an hour. Just having a little, do you know what, I didn't know what to play. I don't know, sometimes, you know, I'm looking for a song, and I'm looking for a song, and I'm not too sure what to play. Oh, I know. Jumping, 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 oh no. Should we have the jumping, 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 jumping? Let's have a little bit of a jumping song.
Everybody say, let me see you work it. Everybody say.
Here's Liberty X, we're jumping.
Oh,
if I had my way, where would I go? Abandoning myself to the journey, let the destination go, and I pray to the God of all the small things that I will not be alone, that I will not be alone. Where are you? Just existing. You set your mind to simple goals. If you could raise a smile wherever you go, you'll always have a place. You'll have a place to call. Where are you?
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
The team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace. All in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
Phoenix FM.
Every choice and step I make, every word and breath I take, you're the reason my world keeps turning. Like the blood running through my veins, sunshine when there's only rain. say thank you. Survive the highs and lows. Sometimes that's how life goes. But together I know we'll make it. I wouldn't change a single day. No one else makes me feel that way. I know you take care of my heart, never break.
The unmistakable voice of Diana Ross with Thank You. Just come out to 11:50 on Phoenix 98 FM. You're listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch. Plenty more coming up on the station today. After me, you've got 1, 2, 3 with Patrick Sherring. It'd be nice to catch up with Patrick. Judy Hardy from Benny Feist. I think that's of Bentley Common, Kelvedon Hatch. Will give updates on the churches and their future activities. Then Joe's also got a guest as well on the Drive Time Show. Singer-songwriter Nish Faith will be performing live in the studio. Then the Blister Spice Disciples at 6 p.m. She says, trying to get words out, from across the genres and ages and international borders. 8 p.m. the boss Paul Gold is here playing indie, alternative and local acts and the occasional live session and interviews. And then at 10 p.m. the golden years, tracks from the 60s and 70s introduced by the one and only Andy Gilson. Here's one from the 80s. This is Howard Jones with New Song.
Challenge.
going full 80s now. Well, it'll match my hair. Here is Shalimar. This is a night to remember, whatever you're getting up to this weekend. I hope it's a good one. We've still got an hour to go. Before I hand over to Patrick with his bumper show, 1, 2, 3. Whatever you're doing, I hope that you have a fantastic Friday and Saturday. People still go out on Friday night now, do they? Don't know, I'm a bit old for that. I'll be watching telly, probably. Netflix. And chill.
Saturday Breakfast with me, Antonia Jones. I've got the start of your weekend covered with 2 hours of music, artist interviews, music news, behind-the-scenes stories, and so much more to keep you in the know. Join me between 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings and start your weekend right here on Phoenix.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.